leave it to Israelis to come up with a creative solution to a problem that has plagued generations. Composed of large swaths of desert, Israel has had to find new methods of irrigation to make the desert bloom. And given the lack of water, Israel is on the cutting edge of desalination, turning salt water into drinking water. Recently, Israel has made a commitment to move forward more rapidly on solar energy, building the world's tallest solar tower. Along with these, there are those in Israel working on new forms of technology, and it is now a nation with the highest number of scientists and technicians per capita in the world. But perhaps, of all the innovations yet achieved and the groundbreaking work on the horizon, recently some truly creative Israelis responded to a crisis of epic proportion, bringing together four of life's greatest challenges: junk food, romance, gift-giving, and what to do for a holiday. For Valentine's Day this year, a Burger King in Israel reconceived what many of us think of as the Happy Meal. A meal for children, presented to them in a box that includes a toy. This year, that meal came not in a brightly colored box designed to attract kids, but it arrived in a black one designed to intrigue adults. And to ensure only adults could savor this special meal, it was only available after 6 p.m. and only served to people over 18. Inside, a meal for two. Two Whoppers, two packs of French fries, two beers. For those who forgot to make a reservation on Valentine's Day, this was a lifesaver. And to make this meal all the more special, more romantic, more adult, more Valentine's Day appropriate, the toy inside was an adult toy, something one could enjoy with one's partner. Now, I could tell you exactly what was in the box, what adult toy you may have pulled out if you had been visiting that Burger King in Israel. But I think we'd all be better served if I just let your mind wander, imagining what toy you'd find next to your hamburger, French fries, and beer. I have to say, this Burger King has brought an entirely new meaning to the idea of the Happy Meal. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.